Good morning. I'm Dan Wilt, and this is your wake-up call. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Let's pray our prayer of consecration as we begin our meeting with Jesus. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. Praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is titled Apprentices of Jesus, and our scripture is from John 5, verse 19. Hear the word of the Lord. Jesus gave them this answer. Very truly, I tell you, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. Consider this. The year was 1488, and a man named Domenico Ghirlandaio was an Italian Renaissance painter in Italy. A young 13-year-old boy became his apprentice, a boy who learned the art of fresco painting as part of his studies. Ghirlandaio had trained many apprentices and all learned in a similar way, by watching and listening closely to him, paying attention to his direction and guidance, copying masterpieces to learn colors and strokes, and learning the ways of the trade. Through focused observation and disciplined practice, they eventually learned their trade. Domenico's young 13-year-old apprentice, Michelangelo, certainly learned his trade well. He went on to paint the great frescoes of the Sistine Chapel. Then, with his further studies in the arts, he completed the dome of St. Peter's Cathedral, carved his famous Pietà and David statues from marble, and gave his elder, the great Leonardo da Vinci, a run for his money. It all began with a good apprenticeship. Jesus did what he saw the Father doing, and in so doing, embodied the love the Creator has for humankind. Growing in union with Jesus, we are apprenticed to his way and the ways of the Father. As Christians, we believe that Jesus took apprenticeship one giant step further than any master before or since. Jesus taught us his ways as our true master, modeling them and inviting us through practice to learn how to love people in his name. Then, and here is the amazing part, he also made his home in us, leading our apprenticeship by his Spirit within. That's how to learn a master's ways. In my ministry training in the Vineyard Stream of Churches, we were taught to ask one question with great frequency. What is the Father doing? Asking that question still remains part of my regular practice when I am asked to pray for someone or bring a word of encouragement. Asking this question is intended to help us discern God's direction, to hear God's voice, about how the Father might be wanting to love that person in that particular moment. I know dozens of stories of moments when friends naturally wanted to pray one way for a person, but after asking the question, went another direction with their prayers. God did something powerful as a result, and they learned and grew from the experience. With practice, we can become better and better at discerning what the Father is doing. Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father, Jesus said in John 14:9b. We learn the Father's ways by watching Jesus and listening to his voice. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me, John 10:27. Being in union with Jesus as he lives within us and speaks by the Holy Spirit, we can learn to hear God's voice through constant practice and obedience. Apprentices of Jesus learn from him by focused observation and disciplined practice. We learn by becoming attentive to his teaching in the Gospels and through the Scriptures, watching and learning from others who are practicing his way as well. Doing what we see and sense the Father doing, we become like Jesus. Discipleship is a lifelong process of entering into an apprenticeship with Jesus until we become adept at doing what he does, thinking like he thinks, feeling like he feels, and acting like he acts. His presence within us makes this possible. Today, you are invited to become an apprentice of Jesus. The prayer. Lord Jesus, I am in you and you are in me. I want to be your apprentice, guided and instructed by your Spirit within me. Teach me to ask what you are doing in every situation and guide me as I grow in hearing and responding to your voice. In Christ Jesus, I pray. Amen. The questions. Have you ever had a situation where you believe God spoke to you to do something that was different than your natural impulse? How did God speak to you, and what happened? For The Awakening, I'm Dan Wilt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.